following podcast is provided by Pinnacle Senior Placements, LLC, and Answers for Elders Radio.
And welcome back to Answers for Elders Radio, everyone. And I am here with the wonderful Daphne Davis from Pinnacle Senior Placements. Welcome back, Daphne.
Thank you so much.
You know, we've had so many conversations this year about, you know, adjustments and how to kind of bridge the gap to make the quality of life for a senior better. But I think one of the things that I'm glad we're going to talk about today is how can adult children be more effective, be better in communication with their parent, even when their parent is resistant. And, you know, I would love to learn a little bit about that today.
It's a topic that I don't think we can ever exhaust in terms of examples of how to language and how to listen. So first, let me give you a little assignment. Everyone out there that doesn't know what active listening is or needs to be honed on that, go look it up, Google it, and find out some information about active listening. That's where it starts. And trying not to be reactive to whatever you're hearing, but to listen to hear. To really listen to hear. And just a couple of tips. That means reading the body language. It means hearing the intonation. Does mom or dad look away from you? Are they fidgety? Are they nervous? All kinds of things that you
can get
clues. Do
they change the subject?
Yes. Do they start laughing? Do they tell the joke? Do they, you know, yeah, all those things are clues. And that's primarily what I offer to families is all of those things because I don't have the vestedness of being the daughter or the son. So this is a challenge. It definitely is a challenge for all of you, but you can gather more information. So along these lines is to be the active listener. We've talked about the empowerment, so I won't belabor that. But most importantly is to make sure that your loved one feels heard.
Huge.
So that means that we're not going to argue back. Well, Dad, you say you use the walker, but you don't. Where's the walker sitting right now? Do you hear the tone of voice that I'm saying? I'm getting snappy. I'm short. I'm irritated. Dad, I understand that you don't want to use the walker or that I'm guessing it must make you feel some way. Let them tell you how it makes them feel. Mm-hmm. Gosh, Dad, I can't even imagine feeling inept. You know, you're so capable. Dad, could you consider turning those thoughts around that says, I am going to use my walker so that I'm empowered to keep upright. I'm going to be wise to use an aid so I don't lose my ability to walk upright.
Right.
And I want to point out what I said. Dad, could you consider?
I like that. Really
not,
well.
Dad, this is about you staying safe and not falling. Mm-hmm. If you fall, you're going to break a hip and then you're in the hospital and then nothing's going to happen and blah, 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 blah. Dad, could you consider? Stop. Let him think about what that means. Oh, I have to engage. I'm going to have an opinion. Could you consider using your walker so you can keep your independence? Dad, I know you as a wise person. You've made solid decisions your whole life. There is no shame in making the decision of using a walking aid. You've heard my voice drop down. My body physically has slumped a little bit as I've been doing this.
Huge difference.
My pace has slowed down.
Absolutely.
All of those things will be helpful in you being able to communicate with your loved one. The other piece of that is where are you at? Are you at a place of absolute exhaustion? Are you frustrated? Are you feeling inept? Are you feeling like you are on your last thread of the rope? I'm going over the edge here. I can't do this anymore. And if that's the case, do not have a conversation at that time.
No.
If it's necessary for you to walk into their house or to check on them or do whatever your scenario is, take 5 deep breaths. This is not about you. This is about them.
Right.
And this is a new chapter of their life. They're not doing anything purposefully. They're not doing things to make your life miserable. Your mom or dad is not just being stubborn for the sake of being stubborn.
Nope.
They're feeling
fear.
Threatened. Yeah. That's right. There's something behind it that links it to fear.
You know, we have, it's so interesting. I have a caregiver group on Facebook, and it's private, secret. And I would say 99% of the conversations that are facilitated is how my parent is so mean to me and I can't deal with them. And it's like, you know, I really try when I go in there and I talk to them. It's like, it's so important. There's two things that I think is important. Number one, I in my past of working with Tony Robbins, he talks about a pattern interrupt. Mm-hmm. When things get really intense between you and your parent, it's like to do something that breaks the pattern emotionally. And mm-hmm. sometimes laughter is a great way. You know, Mom, I have to laugh here because, you know, this is what I started to believe that you said. And I know you didn't mean it that way, right? And so, in other words, and if you force yourself to laugh, what that does is it changes the intensity within you. Okay. And it automatically affects your loved one. And say, Mom, you know, I know you didn't mean it that way. Automatically gets it, breaks it up.
It does. Or more importantly, depending upon the cognition of your loved one,
right,
and how much they worry and take things mm-hmm. on and can't let them go, internally think that.
Exactly.
Internally think that, because
always.
When you have a 90-year-old brain, it's synapsing a little bit slower just naturally from biology.
Right.
Some of us are gifted that we don't even notice it, and some of it it's like starts when you're 50, but mm-hmm. it starts to slow down.
Yes.
And so if you have the capacity to internally do that and not add that to like, oh, I can't, because I do this with my mom. She says to me, oh, so now I can't talk about that subject because you're going to lecture me about it, or you're going to feel bad about it, or you're going to worry about it. Mm-hmm. So then they stop talking.
Yeah.
And I have to check myself all the right. time, because my mom's completely cognitive.
Yeah.
But she doesn't need to know every thought I have.
No, that's very true. So we are talking with wonderful Daphne Davis from Pinnacle Senior Placements. And Daphne, tell us where you guys serve.
Well, right now we're serving from Thurston County and down by Olympia all the way up into Skagit County. We are the strongest, I would say, in Snohomish, Pierce, and King. Mm-hmm. But we do want to help everybody that's out there. You can give us a call at 855-734-1500. And I'm the person who will usually answer the phone. Jolene may answer it sometimes also. Mm-hmm. But we will always get back to you. It's always a joy to hear your stories, no matter how mm-hmm. chaotic it may be in your world. We're here for you.
And the neat thing about it is not only you're a coach for helping families make decisions in the path of elder care, whatever that might be, but you're also there to help the adult children.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Absolutely be there. And your services are free.
Yes.
And so, you know, kind of one of the things that I think is really good about working with Pinnacle and with working with you and your staff is that you guys can go in and you can kind of help make the difficult a lot easier. If you have a difficult parent and sometimes, you know, there's a long history. I know with my mom and I, we never got along until, you know, later. Mm-hmm. But there's this long history of family dynamics that are going on. And it's just like a can of worms. Like, families don't want to deal with it all because it's just too many things. And to bring somebody in like Daphne, it will help it go so much easier for all of you and help the quality of your life, of your loved one, better.
That's right.
And the other thing that you're really good about is even though you're coming to see the family, it doesn't mean decisions are being made right then and there.
Nope. Absolutely not. It's a journey. I'm an information post. Anyone from Pinnacle is going to be an information post for you to gather information mm-hmm. and ask any questions that you want, anything at all, to you know, share that my dad and I don't get along and he pushes my buttons, doggone it. I can't do it. Or I know it's going to be so tearful that we're going to be crying all the time and nothing's going to get accomplished.
Right.
You know, I sit with a lot of tears. I want to also say, once there's movement forward to explore hands-on what options are for care, whether it's in or outside the home, I'm there after the process also. Mm-hmm. Just made some phone calls this morning to follow up on, you know, an 84-year-old gentleman who moved out of his house of 59 years. He and his wife are still married, live in their home. It was very tearful. And I follow up and say, Miss Caregiver, how's it going? Daughter, how's it going? What can I help you with? What hiccups are happening that you didn't expect? Are there topics that we forgot to talk about? Or is your dad bringing up things that you're not prepared to talk about? Does he feel left and dropped off and forgotten?
You know, and that's so huge, because I think a lot of us sometimes second guess decisions. You know, you think, oh, yeah, we made this decision. Then all of a sudden it's like kind of the buyer's remorse, you know, whatever. Yeah. Oh, no. What did we just do? Yeah. Dad's in assisted living. And now I have to sell this house.
Yes.
I don't know what to do. I don't know how to make this better. Or all of a sudden dad's in assisted living and dad says, I want to go back home. I don't like this place. There's an adjustment process that's going to happen.
How do we get through that?
Yeah.
I'm there to help you. I will give you the words. I will help all of your siblings get on the same page because you all have to have the same story. I mean, you have to be on the same page to support dad. He will get through the transition. Point being, Pinnacle Senior Placements is a company that's here for the duration. Our services are not about, I'm going to use this awful, awful phrase, we do not warehouse people. Do not just put somebody someplace. In 20 years of me doing this job, only 10 people have moved from their original placement. I am exceedingly proud of that. And why that is because we build a relationship. It's a process. It's a journey. And that's what Pinnacle is all about.
And it's also about understanding the needs and from the day one. Like you talk about values. Values are huge. And also, you know, when you're sitting back and you're saying it's really important for dad to have his Cheerios in the morning, you're going to make sure that that happens, that there's the least amount of disruption to dad's life.
Let's talk about that a little bit, because to the layperson out there, well, sure, dad can have his Cheerios wherever he goes. Why would that be a hiccup? Because caregivers are going to be in the mode that says, but I need some protein for him. Mm-hmm. I need to make sure that he's got some variety for quality of life. My job is to make sure that the caregivers, the providers, whoever it is that the community of care, they know this is a really high value to honor dad's wishes.
Huge.
Of course, you can offer something very softly and use humor. You know, George, maybe one day you're going to actually take me up on those eggs.
Yeah.
I'll make them however you want, but just for today, Cheerios is just fine.
I love it.
But building relationship, empowering.
That's great. Yeah. Well, Daphne, I'm so glad you were on the show today, as usual, and we always look forward to having you back.
Thanks so much.
The preceding podcast was provided by Pinnacle Senior Placements, LLC, and Answers for Elders Radio. To contact Pinnacle Senior Placements, go to PinnacleSeniorPlacements.com.